Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Harayos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Kohen Mashiach she'aver mimishchuso v'achar kachata, if a Kohen Gadol is removed from office and later sins, v'chein hanasi she'aver migdulaso v'achar kachata, and similarly the king who is removed from office and later sins, Kohen Mashiach mevipar v'hanasi kehedyot. In such a case, the Kohen Gadol brings a bull, just like he did when he was still in office, and the king brings the same thing that a private individual would bring. So this is, again, the flip side of Mishnah Aleph, which we learned yesterday. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Kohen Mashiach she'aver mimishchuso, if the Kohen Gadol is removed from office. Af al pi she'eino oved, even though he doesn't serve. B'kedushaso hu omed, he still retains his sanctity of office. She'ein bein Kohen ha'oved le'Kohen she'aver, ela avoda upar yom ha'kipurim va'asiris ha'efa, Shemakriv b'chol yom kedlakaman. Because there's no difference between a serving Kohen and one who has finished his service, except for the service and the bull of Yom Kippur, and the tenth of an Eifa that's brought every day, as we will learn later on. Avonasi, kivan shehaviruhu, harehu kehedyot. But the king, once he's removed from office, he's just like everybody else. Mishnah Gimel. Chatu adshalo nismanu, v'akar kach nismanu. If they sinned before they were appointed, and then they were appointed, hare elu kehedyot, then they would bring the same sacrifice as a private individual, which is what they were when they committed the sin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, im noda lahem ad shelo nismanu, chayavin. If they became aware that they sinned before they were appointed, they would have to bring the sacrifice. Umishinis manu peturin. But if they only were made aware of it after they were appointed, they would be exempt from bringing the sacrifice. Ve'ezahu ha'nasi, and who is the ruler, because it uses the word nasi, zehamelech, this is the king, shenemar, because the Torah tells us, ve'yasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav, that he violates one of the laws of Hashem, his God. Nasi she'en al gabav ela Hashem elokav. So it's referring to a ruler who only has God above him. So there are all different types of rulers. There are local rulers and tribal rulers, etc. But here we're talking about a ruler who has no authority other than God himself, and that's only the king. Bart Neuro. Hare elu kehedyot. If they sinned before they were appointed, then they're just like any other private individual. Shenemar benasi, because it tells us regarding the king. Asher nasi yechete, that it was the king who sinned. Shechata kishehu nasi, that he sinned while he was the king. V'chein v'kohen ha-mashiach, ne'amar, and similarly by the Kohen Gadol it tells us, v'im ha-kohen ha-mashiach yechete, if the Kohen Gadol sins. Shechata kishehu mashiach, meaning that he sinned after he was anointed. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.